Do you still find that you're signing way too many of these doctrinating clients who are simply emotional vampires who suck you emotionally dry, and they end up taking up way more time and way more of your energy than your average client does? In this video, I'm going to show you how to identify those types of personalities before you sign them on as clients, hopefully, or if you've already signed them as clients, what to do, because these types of personalities are going to end up costing you way more money, way more of your life energy than they give you in terms of paying money into your bank account. Stick with me, and we're going to explore this topic a little bit more. Let's start out with the idea of understanding what scarcity is. Scarcity is the idea that there aren't enough clients. You're not going to get enough clients. Therefore, you need to compromise and bend to dealing with people that you wouldn't deal with otherwise. That is a terrible, terrible mindset to put yourself in for running a business, and specifically for selling, because you're going to end up supplicating in order to please the client, which is something else that you don't want to do. Now, let me define those two terms. So scarcity means is having this idea that there are a limited number of clients and you need to sign every single one of them. Look, you don't. You need to go on with an attitude that, hey, take it or leave it. If you want to work with me, great. If you don't want to work with me, fine. I'm going to be fine either way, because I've got a consistent stream of clients calling me that I can pick and choose. Now, if you don't yet have enough clients, then you want to invest some time and energy into something like Google AdWords or Facebook, or developing your network of veterinary clinics that refer to you, or getting your van reps so you start getting calls from that, which is another topic. But the point being is that you don't want to have this scarcity mindset that you have to sign every client. You want to come into it as if you're independently wealthy and you're just kind of doing this business as a hobby, which means that you're not going to put up with a lot of shit, which also means that if somebody calls you and you know that on average it takes about 10 to 15 minutes on the phone, or maybe 20 minutes at the most, to pitch them on meeting you for your in-person consultation, if that's your business model, right? And this person doesn't let you get through your normal pitch because they keep interrupting you. They keep telling you long-winded stories about everything that happened to the dog from the time the dog was born to the time the dog is 3 years old right now. Okay, and you've already kind of interjected once or twice to bring them back on point, and they insist on going off topic, and they insist on talking and talking and talking and wasting your time. You need to cut those people off. And again, 10 to 15 minutes, 20 minutes on the outside should be enough to get them committed to meeting you in person. Now, if you're not employing a scarcity mindset, you have the ability to say, listen, I'm really sorry, but I think this other dog trainer down the road is going to be a better fit for you than I would be. Because I can guarantee you, those kind of people, once you do sign them, they're going to be taking up way too much of your time. These are the emotional vampires that just suck you dry, and you need to avoid those. Now, earlier I used the term supplicating. To supplicate means to put in this context, to put the client up on a pedestal, to treat them as if they're the god and you're the underling, that you're here to serve and please them as if you were some kind of porter or assistant or employee. Big, big mistake. You need to flip the script, and you need to come into every relationship and conduct yourself in every relationship with the client as if it is a privilege for them to be working with you, because it is. And you need to establish that relationship right from the start. If you allow them to establish dominance, so to speak, you will always be working from an inferior position, which is not advantageous to you, your mental health, or your business. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. You need to be courteous. You need to be pleasant. You need to be sensitive to the client's needs, and obviously to the dog's needs, but we're not even talking about the animal at this point. We're setting that aside to talk about the human psychology of dealing with dog training clients. You need to be a good person. I'm not saying be an asshole. What I'm saying is, do not let people waste your time. Do not let people boss you around or establish the framework from which you're going to be operating within. you're the business owner, they're coming to you for help. Just the same way that you might go to a specialist, a doctor, a neurosurgeon. You don't walk into a neurosurgeon's office and tell him how he's going to conduct his business or how he's going to conduct his surgery. So why would you let your dog training clients do that to you? For that matter, you wouldn't let your dog training clients, if you're smart, waste your time either. So you need to be absolutely aware all the time as to making sure that these types of personalities aren't infiltrating themselves into your business. Now, what do you do if they have? What do you do if you've already signed somebody and you didn't realize it for whatever reason during the consultation or during the phone consultation, and now you start working with this individual and they are just not on the same page? They're fighting you at every step. They're not paying attention. They're not listening to you, or they want to interrupt you and they think it's therapy time where they could just go on and on and on for hours and hours telling you about every single problem in their life. For those types of personalities, you need to immediately address the issue, let them know that this isn't working, give them a chance to remedy the situation. If they can't, if either they choose not to or just psychologically they're unable to, then my advice is to cut them free and refund their money and suggest they go somewhere else. Now, to do this, you're going to need to do two things, most of you anyways. Number one, you're going to need to be living beneath your means so that you can set aside FU money. Because once you have FU money set aside in your bank account, you're not operating from a position of scarcity. You can cut those clients free and not have to worry about paying your rent or your car or any other expenses in your life. It's a freeing experience. And that, look, that may mean for some of you not buying that new car. New cars are terrible investments anyways. Buy a used car, have a mechanic look at it. It may mean cutting back on certain things, vacations or fancy dinners or whatever it is, until you've set aside enough scratch that you'll have enough so that you're not operating from that position of scarcity. Scarcity, again, meaning I have to put up with this idiot, even though they're wasting my time and they're sucking me dry because they're an emotional vampire. Here's the reason why. Let's say your average client, you spend 4 hours with them, private lessons, right? And these emotional vampire types come along and you're spending maybe 8 to 10 hours with them. That is literally costing you money. And what it is, it's taking up time and space and energy that you could put towards growing your business or working with two or more additional clients. From a business standpoint, it just doesn't make sense. From an emotional standpoint, it really doesn't make sense because it's just draining. These are the types of clients that you get home and you collapse. So cut them out. Refund the money if you have to, because it's very hard for them to go back and write a negative review about you if you refunded all of their money, and just write it off as a learning experience so that next time you have one of those people walk through your door, you're sending them down the street to Joe Dog Trainer instead of wasting your own time and your own life energy. Of course, one of the keys to all of this, to not having a scarcity mindset and not having to supplicate to prospective clients or to existing clients, is having a consistent stream of desperate dog owners calling you each and every week, each and every month, each and every year. I found that Google AdWords, now called Google Ads, is one of the best ways to get a consistent stream of new clients. The problem with Google AdWords is that it's insanely complicated, and if you don't know what you're doing, you can blow through a lot of money very, very easily. What we do at Branding Direct, my company, is we run and manage Google AdWords campaigns for dog training business owners just like you. It's basically a 100% done-for-you solution. All you really need to do is answer the phone, because we're going to take care of everything else from running and optimizing the campaigns to everything else that's needed to get you a consistent stream of desperate dog owners calling you each and every day, each and every week, each and every month. If that sounds good to you, check out dogtrainertoolbox.com, and in the upper left-hand corner, you'll see a box that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Click on that box, read through that page. If it makes sense, you're going to learn about typical return on investment, how many clients you can expect to get, that kind of thing. If it makes sense, at the bottom there's a link to my calendar app. You can use that to book a free 30-minute phone consultation with me and find out, so that we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords would be a good fit for helping you grow your dog training business, so that you can get to the point where you don't have to supplicate to prospective clients and you don't have to operate from that scarcity mindset of worrying about, you know, if I don't sign this client, am I going to be able to pay my bills or grow my business and take it to the next level? It's really, really something that if we can get those campaigns dialed in, if you're in the right market, if you know how to, you know, sell yourself and communicate value to your clients, it works extremely, extremely well. Again, dogtrainertoolbox.com. Check it out. If you have any questions or comments, please post below if you're watching this on Facebook or if you're watching this on my YouTube channel, Cats on Marketing. Hey, thanks for watching. We'll talk to you soon, guys. Take care.